G'day, welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
With a number of others, I had the opportunity recently to hold the Olympic torch for a short while, which received the flame from the previous runner, one of 8,000 who carried the flame from Greece to London. That was a privilege I was not expecting. Can you imagine there were 8,000 circular holes in the frame of that torch, representing all who had carried the flame? After its use, each torchbearer was permitted to purchase the torch they carried as a memento of this great event of the Olympics 2012 London. Each torch has a connecting point where a key is inserted to turn the gas on to receive the flame. That flame never goes out the entire journey of many thousands of miles. You and I, if we are Christians, are torch bearers for Jesus Christ. We are not the light of the world, as John described Jesus Christ in the first chapter of his gospel, but we are light bearers. Each of us is ignited by Jesus Christ in the first place when we become Christians. Having been lit, we are now little lights to the world of the light, the big light, Jesus Christ. What a responsibility and what a privilege. When the Olympic torch finally entered the stadium in London, a triumphant shout went up from the extremely large crowd of probably nearer to 100,000 people, which shattered the air. The moment had arrived for the main cauldron to be ignited to set that large flame going for about 3 weeks. When the games are over, the flame is put out. Just think, when we arrive at heaven's door, we still carry the light of Christ with us to be joined up with a crowd no one can number. And that flame will never go out, as we are promised eternal life with the light of the world, Jesus Christ, at the very centre of our eternal worship and adoration. Meanwhile, what a thrill it is here on earth, where we are seeking to ignite others to become God's torchbearers. As we make contact with people, the key we turn is called faith, and where the power is released by God, a person comes alive and is lit up, repents, and believes. Another torchbearer is born, and in turn carries the light of the world to others. The important part, then, is the flame. We proclaim him, Jesus Christ, because we love him and adore him and long for everyone to know him and join the great crowd spoken of in the book of Revelation. Such a number that is not countable by any human being. Where God has placed you, look to God in prayer to guide you to those whose names are already written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This world will continue until that final day comes when that number is completed. We cannot hasten that day, as it is already recorded in heaven, a day already known to God and planned by him. We are assured that special day will come when Jesus shall come and those in heaven and those on earth will be united. All of us who know Jesus are joined as one. What a brilliant light that will be, and such a wonderful privilege to be joined to. May the Spirit of God give us such a wonderful opportunity, maybe even today. And with many other opportunities as well before us, to be engaged in this amazing, valuable work, which will change our world as multitudes upon multitudes glorify God. As the famous creed puts it so clearly, so plainly, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, may we realise the wonder of our salvation and the privilege of being brought to the light of the world, Jesus Christ, and of now being made light bearers to the world around us. Forgive us for our lack of desire to share our faith with others. Strengthen us in our resolve now to make up for the lost time and to become like the early church gossipers of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. If we are shy and regularly reserved persons, we need added grace, and if we are too loud, help us to become balanced in the manner in which we share the most precious gift we have to give to others. Make us perceptive and alert to these matters where you would have us to serve and to lovingly speak for you, Lord. You gave your life for us. May we put the past behind us, giving our lives to you afresh and forgetting mistakes made in the past. Shine brightly for you and encourage as many as we can to join and follow Jesus Christ, our Saviour, the light of the world. In his precious name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.